Ruth chapter 3, part 6, another near kinsman. Ruth 3, 12 and 13. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. Just after Boaz tells Ruth not to fear, he tells her there is a relative closer than he who has the right to redeem her first. If this closer kinsman cannot or will not, then he will do it. He then instructs her to lie at his feet and rest until morning. Keep in mind the place she will lie is the threshing floor where her faith will be continually tested and refined. This is the place the Lord of the harvest instructed her to rest in the midst of her trial. Trials to test our faith come to refine our faith. To overcome is to faithfully place the problem at the feet of Jesus and rest in the midst of the trial. This is only possible for us if we know the Lord of the harvest and his purpose intimately. Ruth chapter 3, verse 14, and she lay at his feet until the morning, and she rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Many times we find in the scriptures the phrase for his namesake, which God uses to describe his purpose for his actions. It is never because he owes us anything. Through his love, he puts his spirit in us. We then become intimately compatible with him, and he demonstrates to the world that he is the God that can supernaturally change a human being into a new creation. He is perfect and has perfect love on display for us continually. He tells us to be perfect as he is perfect. Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We can only be perfected through the sinless blood of Jesus Christ. When applied to our hearts, his blood raises us up with him in the power of his resurrection. 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Boaz instructed Ruth to leave before daylight and let no man know she had rested at his feet. Boaz stated in chapter 3, verse 11, that all the city of his people knew Ruth to be a virtuous woman. He knew the people might interpret her resting at his feet as immoral, even though it was not. Romans 14:16, let not then your good be evil spoken of. Motivated by love, he wanted to protect the image of the virtuous woman he was about to marry. Our Lord and Savior made the way by his Spirit for us to become one with him in love and purpose and to be at his side as his bride. Ruth 3, verses 15 through 18. Also he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. And when she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her. And she went into the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day. When Naomi saw Ruth so ecstatic, her countenance bubbling over with love and promises of hope and new life, she responds with, who art thou, my daughter? The supernatural events she had been experiencing were the results of a personal encounter with the Lord of the harvest, the only one that could redeem her and was willing to do so if the closer relative could not or would not. Faith is not only knowing God, but knowing he will. She was given the earnest of redemption for her and Naomi to experience now, with the promise of full redemption when complete. Ruth, being a type of our Lord's Gentile bride, portrays an example of the earnest of our redemption and also our full redemption. The day we have our experience with the Lord of the harvest is usually described as the greatest day of our lives, which leaves us glowing for many days after. We as Christians experience many revivals, but nothing compares to our first meeting with the person of the living Christ. He imparts his new life into us, and the revival becomes very personal. It takes place on our inner man, causing incredible changes to take place on the outer man. This is the supernatural work of God and cannot be explained. You just bubble all over without a whole lot of understanding, but just know it is right. We know without a doubt this is the beginning of the greatest experience to ever happen to us, and our lives will never be the same. Even our closest relatives and friends ask us, "What happened to you? You're not the same person." Just as Naomi noticed there was something different about Ruth and asked, "Who art thou?" In a split second, all our fears and worries vanish. We come from having no hope for anything in our destitute lives to having faith to believe everything is possible. We want to share this overwhelming joy with the entire world. Ruth knew, as we must also know, who we are in Christ. We are of his royal family, and Satan must obey when we speak God's word. We can rest in the Lord of our harvest, as Ruth did, on our threshing floor in the midst of the trial. We have this confidence in knowing who we are. 1 Peter describes the excitement brought to us through our earnest and full redemption. 1 Peter 1:3-9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. This was a perfect representation for the New Testament letters to the seven churches found in Revelation 1:11. These churches represented the seven church ages of the Gentiles in the New Testament. Believers during these ages continually war against sin on the threshing floor, refining our faith. The seventh church age, which we are living in now, goes right into eternity. Barley is a grain used in making bread and types or symbolizes the bread of life. Jesus Christ will sustain us through the church ages with the power of his word, refining our faith until our full redemption. Now we only have the earnest. As Boaz sustained Naomi, so will Christ sustain the Jewish Old Testament saints that are waiting until the Gentile days are over. And just as Boaz would not rest until redemption was complete, neither will our Lord rest until our redemption is complete.